Hey guys, and welcome back to the Same Sis Podcast. I'm Brooke.
And I'm Kylene.
And happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween, you guys. Tomorrow is Halloween.
Yes.
You guys listened last week.
You know I had a little slip up.
We're not lying today. You better be ready because tomorrow is Halloween.
Yes. I can't believe it.
I know.
Now that like it actually is, I'm like, Oh wait.
I still feel the same way I did last week where I was like freaking out.
Yeah, same. But I'm excited because we are, I love Halloween, like the night of Halloween. It's just so fun. And we have like a family Halloween costume that we're doing, but we don't ever actually wear it out.
Yeah. That's kind of how that goes.
It is.
Yeah.
We like, if we have like a party we're going to, we'll wear it, or we just mostly take pictures in it because I think it's really cute. Or like we'll wear like a piece of it out trick-or-treating with the kids.
Yes.
But I feel like it's just uncomfortable and like just a hassle to be wearing while you're like dealing with kids trick-or-treating.
Yeah. Like you're chasing your kids and like no one expects the parents to be like dressed up.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Well, and I wanted to ask you this. So we always go trick-or-treating with my sister and her kids, and we like set up like a fire outside of her, like on her driveway. And we do like hot dogs. And so somebody stays back and like chills, usually like the men or like a couple. And then everybody else will go trick or treating. We'll switch spots, whatever. But then nobody's back at our house. So like if people come trick or treating at our house, we just like leave a bowl with candy in it.
Yeah.
But I feel like growing up, that wasn't really a thing. My parents like would just split up. Like one of them would stay back.
Really?
And pass out candy. And then the other one would come with us trick or treating.
I cannot remember, honestly. My dad worked so much when I was a kid that I think he was just working.
Really?
Yeah.
Like at night even? Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he worked all the time.
Okay.
But I think, like, my memories are when we were old enough to trick-or-treat by ourselves.
Okay.
So, like, my mom would just stay home and we would just go trick-or-treat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
what age did you trick-or-treat yourself by yourself?
Oh, gosh. Probably pretty early. I don't know exactly, but I would say probably by like 7 or 8, I was walking around in my neighborhood.
Yeah, I feel like the same.
Definitely. It's so crazy how different that is now. Like, I remember, so my sister Kelsey, how old is she? She's 19 and I'm 27. So I am 9 years older than her. I have memories like riding around like an electric scooter with her sitting on my lap, like just throughout the neighborhood. So maybe I was 10 and she was 1.
Oh, wow.
Like, by myself. Oh, yeah.
And you took out a baby?
Yes, 100%. Like, I used to, like, babysit them when I was, like, 8 years old. Like,
but, like, you did that by, like, choice. Like, you wanted to.
Yeah.
Or your parents were like, oh, take her trick-or-treating.
No. Sorry, that wasn't trick-or-treating. That would just be, like, oh, I'll just take her for a scooter ride or something.
I thought you meant when you were trick-or-treating, like, wow, you're a great big sister.
I mean, they were with us, but my mom was there for that for sure when they were that young. But it's just, like, I cannot imagine. Like, my nephew is almost 8, and, like, to think... Like, at that age, I was watching my younger siblings is bizarre.
Oh, same. I was definitely babysitting by 8.
Oh,
I think
by,
like, 6 or 7.
Yeah.
Because I remember I babysat somebody else's kids when I was 8. And they're like, so how old are you? And I told them I was 8. And they had another 8-year-old kid I was babysitting.
They're like, we trust you to watch this.
But no, they were shocked. They were like, oh.
Well.
And it was, like, too late. Like, I was already there.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay. And it turned out fine, obviously.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think they were like, oh, wait, that's too young.
Pretty young.
But like, I was thinking, oh, of course, I babysit my siblings for the past year or two. So like, why not?
For sure. That is like a big sis thing for sure. And if you guys don't know, both Brooke and I have like so many younger siblings.
Mm-hmm.
So that is our life. But yeah, it's just so interesting. Sorry, that was such a side tangent. But
like sending out for your kids at a certain age. Like, I can't even think of when I'm going to feel safe enough for them to go trick-or-treating without us.
No. I don't want them to. Like, I want to be there.
I know, but then at a certain point, they, like, want to go with their friends.
Oh, yeah.
They're too cool.
I feel like Rocky would do that now. Like, if he was with his cousins, he would just take off. Like, he does not care if I'm there.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like that is how it is when we all go out. Like, the kids are, like, running around and the adults are all just, like, chatting, walking, like, a little bit behind or whatever.
Right.
And I have a niece, like we go with our nieces and nephews, and my oldest niece is, I think, 9, and she's still going with us.
Yeah.
And so, but they do run way ahead. They'll get like way more houses than we will because the kids are slow.
Right.
And I feel like she probably is close to like wanting to just go off on her
own. Oh yeah. She's thinking her friends are having more fun somewhere else pretty
soon.
Or
like we want to go to some bigger houses, like hit up some different neighborhoods. Yeah. Were you guys like that?
Oh yeah. There was
gotta find the ones with the king size candy bars.
100%. That's what I was just going to say.
Yep.
Yeah. No. And kids definitely slow you down. Like we have such a small neighborhood and we do not make it around the whole neighborhood.
Oh really?
Yeah. No, we just do an outside loop. Like we don't go on the inside. Yeah. So
yeah, we just make a single loop, I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I know like my nephew's probably going to be like, okay, can I go again? Or can I go here?
Yes.
You know, cause he's just a little bit older, but we have similar traditions too. I think I shared this last year as well, but I am the one who hosts like the similar thing. We do like a bonfire, we do a potluck style and like both of our families come over and it's super fun. My neighborhood is so fun too. I feel like there's just so many young families in here. Mm-hmm. And then like one of them does like cotton candy and like they deck out their house. It's like a super clown house and it's like really actually kind of scary. Last year they dressed up as the dodgeball, like teammates from that movie Dodgeball. And they like open the door and they're like, dum, dum, dum. It was hilarious.
So cute.
So it's super fun.
Well, see, that's the thing is I wonder if they have older kids because they don't have to go out.
I don't
out
think
with
they
them.
Have kids.
Okay.
They seem like in their 20s.
Okay.
Which so is
they're
so
way
fun.
Young.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I wish I would have done that more. Like even when I didn't have kids, I wish I would have been that fun house.
Uh-huh.
Which if you don't have kids and you're listening, that's like a sign of just like you can still enjoy the holidays and do all the fun festive things, even though you don't have little kids.
I mean, but we were still enjoying it, but we were not at home. We were like at a party or like set up like a movie night with friends. Like still doing something Halloween-ish, but
we would always longboard throughout the neighborhoods. Nathaniel and I, like since we started dating, we were like 15 and 16. Like we would just go and longboard the neighborhoods and like get a little bit of candy, but like we would go find like where people were at and that was always fun. So we were just too busy doing that instead of thinking of like
well that's what I'm saying. Like kids. I have yet to pass out candy to kids.
Yeah, no, I haven't either.
I'm out with my kids.
Yeah, my dad does it for us. He stays back happily.
There you go.
So but yeah, I'm really excited. I love Halloween. It's so fun. It's just like a known tradition that like everyone's coming to our house. And
yeah, that is really fun.
And it's easy for me because I'm like if Echo needs to go to sleep, I can just go put her down and it's so nice.
Yeah. I didn't even think about that. I feel like our kids just stay up.
Yeah. No, I would just have them stay up if it wasn't here, but it just adds another layer.
It's so convenient.
Yeah.
For sure.
So nice.
Well, and speaking of growing up, what do you remember of your like costumes growing up? Any that stick out that you loved?
I'm taking a drink of this witch's brew that Brooke brought me and it's so freaking good. I keep drinking it.
Be a line.
I only remember me being Tinkerbell and a devil. And that's like all that comes to my mind.
Really?
My mom would like rotate costumes. Again, big family problems. Mm-hmm. Like we would have a bin of Halloween costumes and like each year we just had to pick one. So like my sister was Tinkerbell and a devil at some point too. Like we just never got to go get new costumes.
Did you ever like try to DIY something for yourself?
No, never. And my mom wasn't like, my mom is crafty, but I don't really remember her ever doing that either.
Yeah.
What about you?
I remember a few of them. One time my mom made me a Belle costume.
Cute.
That was my favorite Disney movie growing up.
So cute.
And so I was Belle. And I was really young for that. I only remember because we played with that costume until like it ripped to pieces.
Yeah. That's the fun part about costumes too, is it like translates or transfers into like fun playtime.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And you just have like a costume box, which I love. Yeah. And then I do remember DIYing things because my parents would never buy us like the fancy store costumes.
$50 costumes. Uh-huh. Yeah, no.
Like that was not happening.
No. Don't even
ask.
So,
yeah. I think one year, and this was in high school, which is probably why I remember, but I was like a truck driver.
Yeah.
So like I like wore like a trucker hat and like big baggy clothes and like put like a smear on my face like I'd been fixing the truck, like who knows, and then like a dirty rag.
Cute.
And then I'm trying to think. I think me and my friend were twins once. Yeah, I feel like we were never anything.
I did DIY fancy. Costume. Sorry. I just remembered in high school my friend and I were peanut butter and jelly. And we got these like we did like poster boards, I think, around us, and it was like we were like a huge tub and we wore it to soccer. Like I remember one night, one of our practices, we got to dress up.
Oh, fun.
And yeah. So I did DIY some things.
Yeah,
I didn't even think about that. I probably did more and I just cannot
remember. You probably did. Yeah. I know. But outside of that, I can't think of any of my like costumes.
No, I know. It's hard. It's so crazy how fast things go out of your mind.
Uh-huh.
So are you going to share what you guys are being since it's just tomorrow?
Yes, of course. We are going to be Buzz, which I guess I could share who's being who. Asher is going to be Buzz, and he inspired the whole costume because he wanted to be Buzz. And Clove is going to be Bo Peep.
Cute.
And I found the cutest costume on Etsy. It is Etsy's so freaking adorable.
Oh, I can't wait to see her.
Spent way too much money on it.
Who cares? Honestly.
Honestly.
I'm here for it these days.
Well, and I'm like, this is going to also just be the cutest costume in our costume bin. I'm going to start building my collection.
Yeah. And future kids will definitely be able to pick through that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Exactly. I mean, she's so little, but it actually is a little bit bigger and you can size it up and down, I feel like. So
cute.
And then I'm going to be Jessie, and I DIY'd that. And Rhett's going to be Woody.
Perfect.
And we found something on Amazon, a shirt.
Yeah.
That is Woody.
This, guys, because when Brooke was in Europe, you randomly texted me.
I know. Well, it's because I had started to, I think I was sick or there was some reason I was home for the day and I was looking at Instagram because I didn't scroll a lot of Instagram while we were there. And I was starting to see people post about Halloween things and what they were going to be or brainstorming. And I was like, frick, we're going to be crunch time when we get home. So I didn't think about this before. And that's why I texted you.
Okay. So Brooke randomly texts me. She's like, hey, what are you being for Halloween? And I was like, at this point, I didn't know yet because originally Rocky wanted to be Buzz. We wanted Echo to be Jessie. And then I was going to be Bo Peep and Nathaniel was going to be Woody. And he was obsessed with that idea for a month. This was probably 2 months ago. And then he found Spider-Man and Iron Man and all the other characters. And so he was changing his mind 1,000 times. So I had texted Brooke. I was like, well, originally we were going to be Jessie, Woody, Bo Peep, and Buzz.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know yet. And she's like, oh my God, no way. That's what we're going to be. She's like, you should just be it because that would be so same sis. And yes. I was very close. I did look on Etsy too because I was going to look for Jessie costumes for Echo. But then Rocky already was over it. And he was like, nope, I want to be Spidey. So Rocky is going to be Spin from Spidey and the Amazing Friends. And then he wanted Echo to be Ghost Spider so bad. And I was like, I am not doing that to her. Last year, I made her be a Dalmatian because he wanted to be a firefighter. So I'm like, okay, she needs to do her own thing this year. And I could not think of a family costume for the life of me. So we are not dressing up. Echo is going to be a unicorn. I found this cute little tutu and wand and little horn thing. And it's just going to be cute and simple. And
so cute.
They're just
so cute and girly.
Yeah, their own things. Yeah,
I love it. But you said you might borrow your sister's superhero things, but you're not?
No, because she comes to that night and that's their costume.
Yeah.
So my brother, my sister, and my now brother-in-law all were Spin, Spidey, and Ghost Spider for Rocky's birthday. They dressed up for him. And so they're just going to do that again. So cute. I don't think I'm going to be hey, you spent $60 on this Ghost Spider. Can I wear it? So I'll probably just let her be the fun auntie. But
I love that.
So we'll just be chilling. So
cute.
Yeah. I'm excited though. It's such a fun night and
so much fun. I am so excited. And I just feel it gets better and better each year.
Yeah.
Cause you're excited when you have a newborn, you're walking around with them. You're wait,
they don't do anything. You're trick or treat as a 25-year-old.
Yeah. I'll take my kid's candy.
Yeah, and I'm going to eat it.
And then they're one or two.
No, then they're one.
Then they're one. Yeah. Oh, we've already done. How many Halloweens have we done with them?
This is our fourth because they were little. So it was basically zero, one, two, and now three.
Right, because Asher was a lion as a newborn.
Mm-hmm.
And then I can't remember what we were. Oh, he was a Dalmatian because we did Cruella de Vil.
No, that was last year. No,
last
you're right.
Last year was
the family
Adam's
one.
Family.
Yes.
And he was Dudley or whatever that kid's name
is.
And then this year was. Okay. So this is our fourth.
It's crazy.
That's crazy.
I know. It's so weird because it's always you're a year ahead of whatever the
what
age
their
there
age is.
I only remember that because Nathaniel and I's anniversary is in August, which is the month Rocky was born too. And so when it came Christmas, we already had one Christmas before the 1 year anniversary. So it was the same kind of thing. It was always confusing.
It's so confusing.
But it's so fun.
That's so crazy. But they're I feel this is the year that they're actually understanding it all.
For sure. Rocky like already knows like he's gonna say trick or treat, mm-hmm. like, and they can talk so well now.
So well.
I even think Echo kind of understands a little bit, like way more than Rocky did at this point, because she like has been watching him and like mm-hmm. he talks about it and gets her excited. But
yep.
Last little thing, and then we can move on to the story. But I just wanted to share that I'm hosting a kids' Halloween party tomorrow, and it's gonna be so much fun. Sorry. I'm trying not to have to edit things out, but I'm like, I keep burping because the freaking audio. Sorry. No, it's so good. But I'm just doing like a little ghost party. It's like a ghost theme. So I got some decor. I found this place. My friend Artemisa had like posted something about it. And then I saw Isabel had posted about it too. And so I was like, weird, where are you guys getting all these like super cute stuff? And it's called like My Mind's Eye, and it's like paper goods or something. So I found like little ghosts and a banner and like some ghost boxes and plates and stuff. So
cute.
We're just going to do that. I got like a little coloring mat that says like Happy Halloween, and it has all these things they can color. And then we're just going to do like a couple sensory activities and have the bounce house. But I'm really excited. I like was really stressed and I almost didn't do it, but I'm just trying to make it like as simple as possible.
Yes.
But like still cute and fun. And I'm just glad I did it. So
I feel like that's been my theme with parties lately. I've realized I like want to go all out.
Yeah.
So you, I feel like you can still go all out, but make it easy on yourself.
Yes.
Like don't DIY a bunch of things.
Don't like, cause I was like, okay, I need to find all of the ghost food. And like, I'm like, no. I'm getting Uncrustables chips and some applesauce. Like,
exactly.
We're calling that part have, good.
Like a dedicated cute spot. And then like everything else can like,
it's just practical.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It hasn't been that much honestly. And like, I'm just really excited. I was like, you know,
I'm
we're
excited
doing it.
Too.
So,
because Asher's coming. Yes. And Clove, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Please bring Clove. Like, I haven't seen her in so long. You better bring her.
Okay. Are you having them wear their actual Halloween costumes?
I didn't know. I don't think I'll do that with Echo, but I'm like, what will I put her in? Because maybe I will.
I know. I've been debating it because I don't want Asher to ruin his, but also.
I know.
I mean, are they going to be
messy? So eating? The only thing that could be messy is it's water, but they're going to be like washing pumpkins at one station. And then the other one is like a Play-Doh activity. They're going to like make monsters or ghosts.
Oh, cute.
So it's not crazy.
Yeah.
And water is just water, but it is like soapy water.
I mean, who knows? We'll see.
I'm sure Rocky, he's been dying to wear his spin costume. So yeah, I probably will let him.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry to bore you guys with our.
I know. I'm like, guys, I'm so sorry. I think we're like 30 minutes in already.
Shoot.
It's okay. That'll be a good, fun, long one.
Okay. Well, let's get into the thick of it, what this whole episode is about. And we'll kind of tell you the story of like how we like came up with this idea. We were like texting back and forth about what our Halloween episode should be about. And I am always inspired by titles. And I thought of the idea of 100% that witch and having you guys submit all of like the meanest things you've ever done. And then we posted it with a mean girl picture and we wanted to make a reel, and suddenly now it's this whole mean girl thing. And we are now having you guys make your own burn book with the stories you guys have submitted.
Yes.
So we're going to read your burn book right now.
I feel like it's such a cute idea. We're like, we had so many ideas last minute that we're just going to figure out where it goes. But
yeah,
Mean Girls vibes is kind of it.
Yeah.
Or being a witch.
Exactly. Or a bitch.
Witches and bitches. That was the party I threw last year. Yep.
Yes. So on theme with us.
Did you want to share anything?
I know. I was trying to think of mean things that I've done, and maybe I just block them all out because I don't want to remember.
Literally. I had something come to mind, and I was like, okay, perfect. I'm going to share that. And it is gone. Like, I've been trying to think of it this entire time. Cannot find it. I would like to think I've been a nice girl. The one thing I can think of is I used to be mean to this girl on my soccer team, like purposefully.
Yeah.
It was like a joke, but like not really. Like I kind of like was always just like gave her a hard time.
Teasing.
She was like, yeah. Mm-hmm. She was a couple years younger than me. She probably didn't enjoy it as much as I thought it was fun. And now like looking back, I definitely feel bad. Haley, if you're listening, I doubt she is, but sorry. But that's the only thing I can think of. I cannot remember.
I know. I mean, I have played tons of pranks on my younger siblings and done probably plenty of mean things to them.
Oh, yes.
I think one time I made one of them eat ice cream and I had scooped mayo or sour cream or something disgusting with an ice cream scoop and put chocolate syrup on it. So mean, but that I thought it was freaking hilarious. And then I'm sure I've teased a kid in elementary school or, you know.
Yeah, siblings is a different thing. I was a mean sibling. I used to play typewriter with my younger brother.
What is that?
I would sit on him and I would pretend to type his stomach and it would like tickle him.
Oh, yes.
And then I would be like, say ding. And when he said ding, I would smack his face. As I would like swipe the paper and go to the next one.
I'm dead.
Which I only did this to him when, because I had the room above him. And he would always kick a soccer ball against the wall. And it would just be like, dong, dong, like over and over. And I would just go down and be like, Kyler, stop kicking the ball. And he would just, yeah, okay, whatever. Run back upstairs, do it again. And so I would just get on him and I would just freaking say ding. So bad.
That's so funny because that seems like such like a brotherly thing to do. Yes. Like, I don't know if I would have ever thought of that.
Yeah, no.
Mine were always more like maniacal. Like, yeah. What is that the word?
Yep. And I did those too. You know, I feel like when you grow up in a big family, like you just really learn how to like put a tough shell on. Oh, like, yeah.
100%.
Yeah. Yeah, my sisters always talk about how mean I was. So, but they're tough now. So.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
But yeah, I unfortunately cannot remember what I was going to say. So let's just jump into your guys's. Speaking of this one, my sister wrote in, my older sister. She wrote, I pushed my sister into a bathtub. And this is how one of my best friends met my sister. I don't know what fight we were in. But we were in the bathroom and she like legit shoved me into the bathtub. Like feet went up, like curtain just flung. Like, I don't know what the heck happened, but like that was mine and my sister's life. Like at one point I pushed her off my cousin and she cracked her head on a windowsill.
Oh my gosh.
The maniacal things I would do was, which is funny because I brought these up in my speech at her wedding this weekend.
Oh, I'm dead.
But she is the most OCD person I've ever met in my entire life. Like every single one of her hangers in her closet are white and everything is like perfectly spaced. Everything's color coded. It is short sleeve to long sleeve, like so bad. So if she would just like piss me off, I would just go in there and just smack it all and like ruin her closet.
Oh my gosh.
She would just drop to the floor, like just beside herself. So we definitely pushed each other's buttons, but yeah, sibling rivalries are fun.
Oh yeah. Peed my pants at a sleepover and put the blanket on my friend so no one would suspect me.
She just woke up with a wet blanket on her.
Yeah.
She probably thought she pissed herself.
Probably. Oh, I bet you that was her whole scheme.
That's like seriously so gross though. Like,
so gross.
I know I'm not the most like hygienic person, as you guys know.
I feel like thinking to myself peeing my pants at a sleepover, I'd probably be thinking like, how do I get out of this?
Oh, for sure.
Like, how do I make sure no one?
I'm not saying I wouldn't have done it,
but being the person that woke up with it, yeah, disgusting.
And then I just don't think I could act like, what happened? Like, I'm not a good liar.
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I could or not.
Oh no,
maybe
if you're that mortified,
really
maybe.
Desperate. Yeah.
Stole money from a church when I was counting the donations from Sunday service.
Oh my gosh.
I'm
Jesus is watching.
Yeah. I'm like, you might need to repent for that one. If that's the right word. Oh man.
I don't know if that's mean. It's just bad.
Unholy. Side note, someone said, I'm not sure, but it's probably to one of my siblings. I'm like, yep, I feel ya.
Hung up all my husband's dirty clothes because he didn't do the laundry when I asked.
So he just wore dirty clothes.
Yeah, just mixed in with all the clean ones. I mean, that sounds like a good idea.
Are you like that? Like, are you like a get even kind of person?
No, I don't hold on to things because I feel like that would make me miserable.
Like literally crazy. Yeah.
But I have had fights over laundry.
Oh, for sure.
Sure.
Yeah.
I chucked a pair of jeans at Rhett. The button hit him in the eye. I think.
Oh no.
He will not let me live it down. He'll bring it up at any opportunity.
He might have deserved it.
Probably. He wasn't helping with the laundry.
I can't see you doing that. So I think he deserved it.
I had reached my breaking point.
Oh, we all get there. My ex cheated on me constantly. So when he got into a good relationship, I went out of my way purposefully to make him cheat on her and lose someone that could be good.
Oh my gosh. The cheating stuff is, it's pretty mean.
And like to do it against him. You know what I mean? Like that. Wow. I just don't even think to do stuff like that, but it's like funny to me.
Like, oh yeah.
I mean, clearly she was hurt. That's freaking rough.
I mean, I feel like I was cheated on once in high school, and then he had cheated on me with my best friend.
Oh no.
But I don't think I cared enough.
Yeah.
I was just kind of like
cool.
Like I was more mad at my best friend.
Yeah.
Like him, I was like, I don't care if I lost you. That's fine. Bye.
You didn't really mean much.
But like my friend, yeah, I think I made her like apologize, and
yeah,
I think I made her feel like I wanted to make sure she felt bad
for sure.
But I didn't break up with my friend over it. You know, like I was just like, whatever.
This guy doesn't mean enough.
Yeah. Like I'm not going to marry him. And like, I didn't care that much about him. So
yeah, I think that stage of life is a little bit more lenient.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. I don't know, like if Rhett cheated on me, I don't think that I would do anything like petty like that. I think it'd be more so like,
you got to own your
actual,
shit.
Actual, like actual real life things. That would
play out well for him. Okay, goodbye with your kids.
Exactly. I'm taking full custody.
I get all your money. we all got it in us, you know?
Oh, yeah. I think that's what it is. I think that I don't do like the petty things. I think I would do like, okay, I'm going to actually like, really hurt.
Yeah, you're effed. Good luck.
Oh, no. Is it my turn?
Yes.
Okay. I had an ex-boyfriend who I found out was cheating and lying, and he was telling me he was getting a tattoo of his last name on him, and he was really excited. And I told him, that's not even really your last name. You're adopted. Literally the worst thing you could say, thinking back. That is so sad, but also like...
Did it work?
I know.
Like, did he believe?
Well, I wonder... Well, he was adopted.
Oh,
I
think that's sorry, I missed that part.
Is that she said that's not even your real last name since you're adopted. She was just trying to say something rude.
She was trying to dig. Yeah.
I think that he didn't know. That
sorry.
She knew he was cheating it. That's what I'm getting.
Gotcha.
Right?
Okay. Yeah, I just missed that entire part. And that was like the main punchline. So I'm sorry I ruined that one.
It's all good.
Started an actual burn book in sixth grade.
Oh my gosh.
In sixth grade.
Inspired by Mean Girls, I'm sure.
Oh yeah. Had to have been the same year. I wonder how many burn books there were when this movie came out.
I know.
Like, come on.
That's
gonna happen.
Yeah. I mean, because we probably all thought it was hilarious.
Oh yeah.
But then you see the outcome.
Did you have a scene in high school where they were throwing all the pages in the school hallway?
Did the whole movie get reenacted?
This is like so random, but my sister, when she graduated high school, there is a photo of her in the hall and like all of their school papers are like thrown everywhere.
Oh, cute.
And I thought it was the cutest thing ever.
Yes.
Totally reminded me of Mean Girls, but like in the best way possible.
Yeah. I always wanted that scene to happen in real life.
Right?
But how it fun. Never was that exciting.
No. Like we just ran the hell out of our school.
I want to know what you did with your burn book. Do you still have it?
You should write in and tell us more.
Yes.
And maybe we can share that somewhere.
Meanest thing. In high school, we asked boys to dances by putting a poster on their doorstep with a cute saying on it. Well, I made my poster and went to the boy's house I wanted to ask, and another girl had beat me to it.
Oh, gosh.
She had candles lit and everything, and it was so cute. But that was my boy I wanted to go with. So I took this other girl's poster off his front porch before he saw it and threw it in the trash can and put mine down. The wax from the candles was all over his front porch, and obviously the poster was in his trash can. So I don't know why I thought this was being so sneaky. The girl ended up reaching out to him asking if he had got her poster because he had never said anything to her about the dance, so she was confused. She ended up finding out what I did, but somehow I went to the dance with this guy anyway.
Good for you, girl.
I felt so bad the whole time, and I still think about how mean that was to this day. The thing we do for our high school crushes, absolutely ruthless.
That's hilarious.
So funny.
It's funny, too, because, like, in the moment, you're not thinking, like, of course he's going to find out. Like, the girl's going to ask, like, hey, did you get my poster?
Uh-huh. And your poster is actually there with all of her decorations she did.
And, like, it's obvious. The story unfolds of, like, what you did.
Yes.
You know?
It always does.
But Oh, yeah. For love.
Anything for love. That's hilarious, though. I just, like, almost wish she didn't find out, though.
I know.
Because then...
I hope that girl found another date.
I know. Same. So sad.
Okay, this is so mean and literally haunts me all the time. I've apologized to this girl profusely, and we are good now. But 1 year, I invited someone to come to Relay for Life with me. Did you do that?
What is that?
It was in high school. I think it was like a walk. I'm pretty sure I'm remembering that correctly. Anyways.
Yeah, I don't know. So
we were having fun, but then I ran into girls from my team and they didn't want to hang out with her. We started playing hide and seek and would run away from her. I couldn't find her once we were doing the hiding and she had walked home by herself. Aww. Her mom ended up calling my mom and it was awful. She apparently cried on the way home. Truly the worst mean girl thing I've ever done. I hate even admitting it.
Aww.
It is the worst when you're like with other people and yes. It's so easy to just like, especially in high school.
Oh yeah.
Just like do things that you don't really want to do, but like it can kind of be funny because mm-hmm. you're like not the one it's against.
Yes.
High school brings out the worst.
Well, and it doesn't seem bad because everybody's like in on it.
Yeah.
And you're just kind of laughing and having fun until you realize that it's at somebody else's expense. And you're like,
That poor
Should
girl.
Not have done that.
That's seriously so sad.
So sad. I mean, it doesn't seem like at that bad where it's like maybe traumatized her life. So right. Hopefully she's fine.
She probably just hates hide and seek.
There was an Ulta package delivered to an empty house, so I took it. I did Google the person, but got no results. So, or any social media, so I kept it.
Oh, yikes. Honestly, they make it really difficult to return packages that are like
they do.
Not delivered correctly.
But she took it from somebody.
But
else.
Like that wasn't your door.
I mean, the good thing is that they probably could have just like got it refunded from Ulta again. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like that's like the nice part about it, but also
you don't do that without thinking about it again.
Oh yeah. That's the thing, is anytime you do anything mean mm-hmm. or bad, it haunts you.
Oh, for sure.
And until you can resolve it.
Yeah.
And clearly,
I think a lot of things go unresolved because you just like can't forgive yourself.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the whole thing about I think forgiveness is you have to forgive yourself. Oh,
that's funny. Went on a date with a boy to the movies. Thought he was kind of weird. So I said I had to go to the bathroom at the beginning of the movie and just never went back to the movie. And then I ghosted him.
Oh, my God.
I felt like an asshole, haha, but had to abort mission because it was just very uncomfy.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, see, I didn't experience like that part of dating. And I 100% think I would have done something like that.
Oh, same.
Like if I, because I remember even just like talking to guys, some of them would just give me the ick so fast, which I didn't understand what the ick was in high school. I'm like, why am I repulsed by you?
Yes.
I wish there was a term back then, but I would just like ghost them texting or like just be like, oh yeah, I don't want to talk to you anymore.
Yeah.
But if that had to be in person.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I would have done the same thing.
I would have too. Especially if like, I didn't think I would see him again. Like versus like if they were in my high school, I think I couldn't do it. Cause I would just be like, I'm going to see them all the time.
Right. Like I would just be like, oh, something came up. I got to go. Someone needs me. Like make up a lie.
Oh, 100% would make up a lie. Yeah. I think I totally did that.
Oh yeah.
And I've had some bad dating stories. We'll have to save this.
We'll have to do that as an entire episode because that would be super fun.
This happened like 15 years ago, but my sister used to send me an ugly picture of the day as a joke, and I posted them all to Facebook and used one as my profile picture, and I thought it was so funny. My sister did not. Oh. My mom got so mad at me, and my sister, who is usually so tough, cried so much. Oh. She was like 12 at the time. And I thought she would be mad, but not seriously hurt like she was. I felt so bad. All to say, she stopped sending me ugly pictures of the day. And that was actually a bummer because it was the highlight of my day as a teenager.
Oh, that's actually really sad.
That is really sad. But also, like, just like a sister thing to do. Yes. I feel like that would, like, a lot of people would probably have done the same thing.
Oh, for sure. Like, that is, that is sisterly love there.
Yes, exactly.
What a bummer.
But that is actually really cute.
I know.
An ugly picture of the day.
An ugly pic. Just seeing it as your sister's profile pic.
Oh,
lovely.
My gosh. If, yeah, there, and I have 12. Some ugly pictures.
Yeah.
And if my sister posted them,
And at 12, like,
yeah,
identity crisis, you don't really feel very right. confident. Like, that's yes. a rough age.
I would be going taking pictures of her in her sleep and posting.
Oh, them. For sure. There would be some getting even.
I guess I
even.
Would have some even there. Yeah.
In fifth grade at summer camp, someone wrote a mean note about a girl, and I blamed my friend for writing it because it looked like her handwriting. She probably didn't do it. I was just being such a brat. Her mom called my mom and yelled at her, and we went to the same middle school but weren't friends anymore. Then freshman year of high school, we had a class together and became good friends again, funnily enough. I was so mean, but she forgave me.
Oh, that's good.
I know.
That's so funny, though, like the moms yelling at each other.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I am, like, terrified for that. This is like kind of off topic, but I was listening to Amber Phillips, like she was on a podcast. I can't remember which one, but she was saying how like a lot of her trauma in high school was from the moms. Like it wasn't necessarily from the kids. Like it was just weird. Like the moms bullying her, which is terrifying. I'm like, I cannot.
Parents can get way too involved in stuff.
Yes.
Like let your kids figure it out, especially in high school.
For sure.
Like that's where I'm going to like draw the line. Mm-hmm. Like I probably like, of course, will come to my kids' defense in elementary and like, but not necessarily yell at the other parent.
No.
More so like, how can we resolve this?
And like teach the kid to like figure it out kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I can imagine like, oh, that's going to be so hard internally. Cause like,
oh yeah.
Even now, if I hear something like about Rocky that said, I am so defensive of him. And like, I haven't heard anything about Echo because she can't even talk. But like, do you know what I mean? Like, I can imagine how hard it is, but like, you gotta control yourself. Mm-hmm. And you can't just like go.
But like, I gotta listen to that podcast because that's so weird. Who does that to a teenager?
Mean
strange.
Moms. Mean girls. So strange. Still in high school. Mean girls.
Yeah. Okay. Designed a tattoo for a friend, quote unquote, who I'd found out had been a bitch behind my back. So discreetly, I added her ex's initials into the swirly part of the design. She never realized and now has that tattoo on her thigh. Ha ha. Not my finest moment, but good revenge.
Oh my gosh.
That is funny. I would have like never.
Oh, I would have thought of chickened doing something out like that. If I even thought about that. Like that's permanently on her.
I want to know if she ever realized
it. I know. I would love to hear that girl's side.
Yes.
I doubt she did.
Probably not.
She probably would have heard of it, you know?
Right.
That's insane.
So funny.
This girl said, didn't tell my friend that I saw her house cat get outside because we were arguing. Like, that's such a, like, silly random thing, but it's, like, haunting her. Did the cat run away?
Like, I know.
That caught me off guard. That was not what I expected
so
to read.
So random. Yeah. I just didn't say anything.
Oh my gosh.
I feel like that's something I would have forgotten like 10 seconds later.
I'm actually like pretty obsessive about things like that. Like
really?
I think, have I shared this before? I feel like if I accidentally like spit into like our food, I have to tell Nathaniel. And he's like, cool, I don't care. But like little things like that, yes. that are just like on my conscience. I'm like, I have to get rid of them. Like,
yeah.
Or I obsess over them. And then I'm like, he's going to die from the spit like that I put in our food. Like it's the weirdest thing. It's probably not okay.
That is so funny. Cause I mean, I can't really think of anything that I've done that I feel like if I saw the cat get out and I was in the middle of a fight or something and like, I just didn't say something.
You're like, that's
I
not on me.
I've forgotten like 10 seconds yeah. later. And like, wait, yeah. your cat got out?
You could have been watching the cat. I purposely spread a rumor because I found out one of my friends slept with our friend's fiance. Oh.
A real rumor.
You could have just shared that.
Exactly.
Oh, I would love, I wish there was like more details. We need to stop doing it through DMs and through submission boxes because I feel like we could get a full blown.
Yes. The full story.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I hacked my dad's Facebook and messaged his mistress telling her he hated her and wanted her to die. I was 10. I mean, it's all bad. The mistress part.
All of it.
That you wanted her to die. Although when you're 10, you just don't think about.
No.
You don't think about that.
No, you're just freaking pissed
yeah.
that there's a mistress.
Seriously.
Oh. I'm sorry. That's traumatic.
That's really traumatic. Hubby and I were upset and trash talking my mother-in-law. We accidentally called her and left it all on her voicemail.
Okay, wait. That's the one that gives more story. Go into our DMs.
Here, you go to
it. To add to my story, basically my husband got upset at my mother-in-law over something. We were in our kitchen talking about it and he was just venting. My son had my cell phone and called her. She didn't answer the call, so a voicemail was left on her phone. We had no idea this even happened until she sent us a text and let us know. She was very upset with what we were saying about her. We apologized so much because she was obviously never meant to hear what we were saying. We were just having a husband-wife trash talk session, lol. Took her a long time to get over it. I felt like such a horrible person.
Oh my god.
Honestly, it is terrifying to shit talk people at any point. Like,
it is.
Because this is so easy to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when you have kids.
Or if you're doing it on DMs and you accidentally text the person that you're talking about.
There's so
that's
many.
Happened
oh, no.
In my DMs.
Oh no, to you?
Yes.
Oh no.
Yes.
Do you want to share more or no?
I mean, I can't even remember like specifics. Like I honestly could care less because I feel like social media is like whatever.
Yeah.
But like,
yeah,
I feel like just today I accidentally texted our preschool teacher when I was trying to text somebody else because I was looking at like the preschool times.
Yes.
And like what time we were starting an activity. And so I texted her something that I was meant to text somebody else. And it was nothing about her bad.
Yeah.
But like, it's just so easily like happens where you accidentally text the wrong person.
Yes. And sometimes like I swear my phone like glitches. Like I've had that where like I've sent a text message to someone and I'm like, I don't even know how, like I would swear on my life that I was in the right like thread.
Mm-hmm.
It's so weird.
So weird. Probably not a glitch. Probably just we're not paying attention.
No, it was a glitch. Threatened an ex-friend that I was going to tell her fiance she cheated on him with his BFF. She blocked me off his social before I could do it, LOL. So I found his sister's Instagram. Now they are married with two kids, wondering if he got my message off.
Oh my gosh.
The determination.
But like, did she really? She really did cheat on
him? No, she really did.
Oh.
So she threatened to tell him and then she blocked her. But then she went and told the guy's sister.
Oh my god.
So
gosh.
They don't like, she doesn't know if he got the message.
I mean, they got married.
Yeah.
So.
And they have two kids.
Well, at least it worked out. I mean, so hopefully they're happy.
Hopefully there's no more cheating. They're both happy. Oi. There's so many cheating ones.
Oh, so many.
Which is so crappy.
I know. My ex cheated, so I put his toothbrush in my poop water and put it back on the sink. 19-year-old me. Oh.
Poop water.
Disgusting. Oh my
not
gosh.
Even pee. Poop.
I see. That's something that would haunt me.
Wait, this is so... Killed my roommate's fish. She didn't feed them and the bowl was nasty, so I poisoned them.
Oh, that is... That is a little
it's
bit...
It's not the fish's fault. I'm not an animal person, but yikes.
Yikes. Well, which is worse, letting them starve?
I know. She probably was like putting them out of their misery, but like she could have also fed them. But also like if you don't want to fish, you don't want to fish.
Snow White status.
What?
Snow White status there.
Literally.
Poison apple.
Oh. Mm.
Okay. Well, let's just end on this note. This one says, I used to gossip and I justified it because the girls I gossiped about were mean. Turns out I was. And that's the moral of the story, guys.
Okay. I thought I was going to keep going, but 100%. That is, yep.
Yep.
Good. You know, that's some good self-reflection.
Yes.
We all need more of that in
our
lives.
We all do. And we all need that reminder.
For sure.
You know, it's easy to kind of get caught up in the gossip. It can
yes.
be fun sometimes. But guess what?
There's that is... always someone on the other end.
Exactly.
And it is not fun.
Nope.
But it makes for fun stories. So thanks for submitting.
Thanks so much for submitting. We had a blast. And I just feel like an absolute angel.
I know. I'm kidding. Feeling really bad for all the stories that they were about.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
It's kind of sometimes you like detach that these are like real stories and about people and
right.
like someone was on the other side of them. So if that was you, sorry.
We are sorry.
I hope you're okay.
And I think that these people who are writing in
are
feel sorry
too.
As well.
Yes.
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
All right, you guys. Well, we hope you guys have just the best Halloween. Have so much fun trick-or-treating. You guys should send us photos to our Instagram so we can see your costumes and see you guys all dressed up, because we would love that.
We would absolutely love it. Enjoy a witch's brew, Alani.
Yes, and to get you through the long trick-or-treating.
Oh, yeah.
And don't forget to leave us a rating and review. That really helps us on the podcast, you guys. So we really appreciate it. And we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.